Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Yud Daled. Beitza Yud Daled, and today we're going to discuss what comes up here on Yud Daled and Mabez here in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and that is Borer on Yontif. Borer on Yontif, which is, we know, one of the malachas that is different between Shabbos and Yontif based on the heter of Ochal Nefesh. We mentioned in a recent shiur, when we discussed Mitoch a couple of days ago, we discussed the lumdus of the heter of Ochal Nefesh. Do you look at it as Hutra, Dechuya? Remember we had the Ran in here in Beitza that spoke about that it's Hutra as compared to Pikuach Nefesh, which is Dechuya. And we saw the Ramban in Parshas Emor, which says maybe it's even more than Hutra. Maybe it's never Nechlal in the Isser itself. So that's in terms of the lumdus. But in terms of the Lamaisa, I don't think we had a shiur of this yet. We'll see. But back on Daf Gimel and elsewhere, maybe we'll have a shiur on it on Daf Chaf Gimel. The heter of Ochal Nefesh itself, which malachas are mutter? So you're allowed to cook on Yontif. You're allowed to prepare food on Yontif. And mitoches, you're allowed to do those malachas even not for cooking. But which malachas? Are you allowed to drive to the store to get food, to be able to cook? Are you allowed to harvest wheat in order to make the flour? There are some limitations. So how do we understand all of those limitations? Right, you're allowed to shecht. Right, that's what one of the examples given. So what are the limitations? This is a major machlokas we've shown him, just as background for the discussion of Borer that by the Shem we're going to have here, that comes up here in the Mishnah on Davyud Dalar Amabez, the machlokas between Beisham and Beisila. So there are some we showed him that say that even Mida Oraisa, there are limitations. Not every malacha, Ochal Nefesh, is Mutter Mida Oraisa. There are some that are asim midaraisas. That seems to be the language of the Yerushalmi, and that's what was discussed by Rashi and Tosfos back on Daf Gimel, where the Yerushalmi was quoted, Milisha ve'elach. Milisha ve'elach. If you go in the 11 malachas of Sidur the Pas, the first 11 malachas of Shabbos, that have to do with making bread, starting with plowing and planting and harvesting and winnowing, all of those earlier malachas are not mutter, Mishum Ochal Nefesh. They're not mutter, even on a biblical level, they're usser. Only the later ones, milisha ve'elach, that's the language of the Yerushalmi Tosos on the back on the Gimel quotes, the Reb Nasan al-Mishinon, the Yerushalmi, yech yesh ach asher yachal l'chol nefesh, v'samach li'u shmaitam asamatzos, osam malachos shemishimur ve'elach ein mutaros. Those malachos, which is from shimur and on, are mutter, dahainu, milisha ve'elach, kneading and on. The last few malachas on the list, Aval shar malachas de mikodem lachin asurin. But the earlier malachas are usser. Usser sounds like mida oraisa. This is what Tosfos quotes, seems to quote the Yerushalmi. This is also, seems to be the chilik, the shita of Rashi. Look, Rashi, later on. Rashi, adav chav gimel amabez, at the beginning of the third parak, Rashi in Ein Sadin says, the Mishnah there says, you're not allowed to do trapping. You can't trap fish from a bibar, from a small pool, on Yontif. And the question is, why not? What's wrong with trapping? I'm getting the fish to be able to eat. Rashi there says, even though shechting and baking and cooking are avos malachos, and they're mutter for yantif purposes, why? Because those can't be done from before yantif. You can't. They didn't have refrigeration in those days, so if you shech something before yantif, the meat will go bad. So the only way you can shech is today. The only way you can cook is today, right? So you couldn't do that beforehand. But the shechita shechayish lemichmar bisra, the meat's going to spoil. About seida, trapping the animal, you can trap the animal before yantif. Because you can trap it before yantif, it is usher to do on yantif. And Tosfos right there jumps on Rashi. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The chiluk of able to do it before or not, that's only regarding machshirei ochal nefesh. The preparatory stages, that's where you have the distinction. But ochal nefesh itself, you should say, it's all mutter, even if you could have done it before Yontif. Sounds like from Rashi that there are limitations, even if you could have done it before, if you could have done it before Yontif, even actual Ochal Nefesh is aser. But either way, there seems to be some Rishonim that say, even on a Daraisa level, we would say there are certain malachas that are aser. The Rambam is of the other opinion, like many Rishonim, really, everything is allowed, Mishum Ochal Nefesh. Really, we should do any malacha. We should be able to do any malacha, letzorach ochal nefesh. Maybe not preparatory stages, but like driving. I don't know if that's not called ochal nefesh. but anything having to do with the actual food preparation should be mutter mida araisa. But the Rabbanan assert certain malachos in order to create a certain type of day of Yantif. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Shvisas Yantif in Perek Aleph. Kol malacha she'efsher lo lasos me'erev Yantif v'lo yeba hefsid v'lo chisaron. If you could have done it before Yantif and it wouldn't have caused a loss, im na'asis mi'erev, if it would have been done earlier, asru chachamim lasos osa b'yantif. The chachamim asked for you to do it on Yantif avo bishel azorach achila, even though it is sarach achila. V'lama asru davar zeh, why? Gezerah. Shema yaniach adam alachos she'ef shalasos erev yantif liyantif. Because you might say, I'm very busy erev yantif. You know, it's a very busy day. I'll do all the malacha on yantif. So you might delay it and do it all on yantif. V'nimsa yantif kulo holech ba'asiyas osar malachas. You're going to be busy the whole yantif doing malachas. V'imane misimchas yantif. And you want a full simchas yantif. It's better to have everything done beforehand. And then on yantif, just enjoy it. But if you have to spend the whole day cooking, you want a full simchas yantif. And therefore, says the Rambam, that's why Chazal assert certain malachas that could have been done beforehand. That's why there is no isra of hotza'ah on yantif, carrying out without an eruv. Even though you could have done certain hotza'ahs before yantif, because the goal of the Rabbanan is to be happy and to create Simchas Yantif. So they make you do certain malachas before Yantif, so you're not busy with it on Yantif. And they allow us to do certain things on Yantif, because carrying things to my neighbor is part of my Simchas Yantif. V'yolech v'yavi kol ma sheyirtze v'yashlem chafatzav v'lo yihyeh k'misha yad v'asuros. We shouldn't be as if my hands are tied. Avo shar malachas she'ef shel asos me'erev Yantif. Other malachas that you could have done before Yantif, hol yish ben esek, because they have an asek, they're involved, so you shouldn't do that on Yantif. So that is the Rambam Shita. The Rashba has a separate sefer on Ochel Nefesh, right? On Muksa and Hilchos Ochel Nefesh, called the Avodas HaKodesh of the Rashba. So there, right, he talks about, he has two parts, two batim, he writes. Beis Nesivos, which is on Hilchas Rishuyos Eirvin Utchumin, and Beis Moed, which is on Hilchas Yantif Umuksa. So right at the beginning of Beis Moed is all about Yantif and Muksa. So there, right at the beginning, in Perek Aleph, Os Aleph, the Rashba discusses this topic, which malachas are mutter. Dvar Torah, malachas avoda asura, b'yantif kibishabas. Malachas avoda is asura. Like he quotes this from his Rebbe, the Ramban. Remember, the Ramban had the malachas avoda versus malachas hana that we discussed a couple of days ago. But he says, what's malachas avoda? Rechore zoreya, bone, oreg, v'chayotzi bohen. Lo hutra, only ochal nefesh, or something that you get hana'a from. How do you know what is included? Says the Rashba, Yesh afilu malachas she yesh mem sorach ochal nefesh va'asuros. There are some malachas that are sorach ochal nefesh, they're still asur. Umasron hakasav l'chachamim. The Rashba uses that magical phrase that comes up in the Gemara by Malachas Chol HaMoed. I think we had a shiur about this a couple years ago. That sometimes the Torah leaves open for the rabbis to determine the contours of the mitzvah d'oraisa. Not that the Torah says something and the Rabbanan are going to add and the Rabbanan are going to subtract. The Rabbanan create and they determine what the d'oraisa should be. Which malachas are mutar chol hamoed and not mutar chol hamoed. That's where the Gemara uses the phrase masr hakasav l'chachamim. So the Rashba uses that here. Masr hakasav l'chachamim, they determine which malachas should be allowed on Yantif and which ones shouldn't be. So the Rashba seems to say there are malachas that are d'oraisa asr, but it's based on the Rabbanan figuring out what Yantav is supposed to be about. So it's like the Svara of the Rambam, but the categorization of the other Rishonim. So this is these are the different opinions. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, in the newest version, right, the one with the Tosefis and the Pirkei Mavot, so he discusses there in Perek Gimel, Os Yud Aleph, this machlok is a poskim. Yet nechlok a poskim, which malach is a mutter, which are aser, which are daraisa, which are drabanan. So if we think about it, this is all background. Now let's get to Borer. So Borer is one of the malachas of Ochel Nefesh, right? It's could you have done it before Yontif? Sometimes yeah, sometimes not. Sometimes it's not as practical to be able to do Boer before Yontif. So it should be L'chora Mutter. But there seem to be some limitations. So first of all, the poskim discuss, again, we'll get to our Gemara Beis Shem in a minute. The poskim discuss, if it's a malacha of borer that is usually done in large quantities and for a, not just for this meal, but it's done for future meals. So that is not a borer that's allowed. And that is sifting flour on Yontif. Sifting flour on Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch says one is not allowed to do. Right, that's usually done l'zman meruba, and one shouldn't do that. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Kuf Vav, right, that's in Hilchas Yontif. Ein Merakdin, again, Merakid is different than Borer, but it's a similar malacha. Ein Merakdim Hakemach Batchila Afilo Ayidei Shinui. Even with a Shinui, I'm not allowed to do it. Avalim Rikto Me'esmol V'Nafalbo, but if I already sifted it yesterday and then a piece of dirt or a pebble got in there, so then I can take it out. Because really, I did it beforehand. So that sifting is usually done for Zman Meruba. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkatan Os Hey, Tachom Alacha Shekodem Lisha Asrim Chachamim Bereisha Derech Lasosam Zman Meruba Ulekama Poskim Midaraisa Asurim. As we just said, so that is number one. Related to that, to use a very fancy Kli Borer, a separating instrument, also. You have to know what exactly is a fancy clay borer. Also could be usser, because clay borer are usually used for large amounts for sifting, for future to put away, not just after the meal right here, and therefore that would be usser as well. But our Gemara has another factor, and then we'll summarize Lamaisa. Our Gemara, first let's focus on a Lamda Sugya that's discussed here, and then we'll get to actual Lamaisa borer on Yontif. So the Mishnah here quotes, How are you borer kidneyas on Yontif? So it's a machlokas. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai seems to say borer on Yontif should be like borer on Shabbos. We know borer on Shabbos, one needs the three conditions for it to be mutter. Ochel mitoch psoles, taking the good from the bad. Miyad, only for immediate consumption. And biyad, only with your hand or something halachically called a hand, not with a borer instrument. Right? Borer on Shabbos requires all three. Ochel yad la'alter, good from the bad, with your hand for immediate consumption. That's what Beis Shammai seems to say on Yontif too. On the Mishnah says, Borer Ochel Va'ochel. Right? Beis Hillel says no. Borer Kidarko. Kidarko means bad from the good. Usually when you want to eat something, you just remove the bad from the good. So Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah right here on Daf Yadalet, you could take out the bad from the good. Becheko Bekanun Ubetamchui. With certain types of low-level separating instruments, but not with fancy type of separating instruments. So even Beis Hillel limits that certain type of fancy instruments should not be used for borer. But as we saw the Gemara continues and says, not so fast. It's not always that Beis Hillel says you should take the bad from the good on Yontif. It's not exactly the opposite. It depends on the tircha. It depends on the tircha, which is more difficult, which is more of a bother. That's key to Beis Hillel. Lo tzricha de nafish b'tircha v'zater b'shi'ura. Well, if it's something is more tircha but less shi'ur, so that can have a that has a nafkamina, and that's what the Beis Hillel seems to say. Do the less tircha if they're both equal. If they're equal tircha, meaning the Gemara says there could be something that is less quantity but harder to get out because you have to pick it out. It's stuck in between the seeds, so it can be more tircha. So Beis Hillel says you go by what is less tircha. That is what we're Beis Hillel says. And we'll get to that more in a minute. But this is our Gemara. The pashtus is you don't need miyad, according to Beis Hillel. It doesn't say anything about miyad. You shouldn't use a fancy kli borer. You could take the least tircha, but you don't need miyad. I could prepare something for tomorrow's meal on Yontif night. But the Rashba has a chiddush in this sugya of borer on Yontif. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba. And this Rashba is quoted by the Achronim as well. It's in the Avodas HaKodesh, but I'll read it from the Magen Mishnah because the Magen Mishnah asks a question on the Rashba. The Rashba says, the only borer that's mutter on Yontif is if it's only aser derabanan on Shabbos. Borer that's aser derabanan on Shabbos is mutter on Yontif. Borer that's Aser Daraisa on Shabbos is Aser Darabanan on Yantif as well. That's the Yisod of the Rashba. In Perek Gimel, this is where the Magen Mishnah quotes this Rashba. He quotes the Rashba from the Avodas HaKodesh, again, Shar Aleph Simin Hey. And that's what our Mishnah is saying. Our Mishnah is saying you can't use these fancy instruments because that's borer on Shabbos Daraisa. So that's why it's not even Mutar on Yontif. This is the Magen Mishnah. Then the Paragimel. Shekol ma sheyish bo b'Shabbos chiyav chatos kagon borer shelo lechol la'alter el alios lebo bayom afilu b'yantif asur v'chein adin b'shnei mini ochlin. That is the Rashba. Says the Magen Mishnah, I beg to differ. I don't understand. Look around. What does Beis Hillel say? You can take the bad from the good. Isn't that Daraisa on Shabbos? There's very little borer drabanan on Shabbos. Almost everything is either Daraisa or Mutter. That's why it's one of the scary malachas. It's not so scary because almost everything you want to do, you could do. You just got to figure out the way to do it. Borer, you can't like cook on Yantif. But borer on Shabbos. Can't do Bishul on Shabbos. But almost every case of Borer on Shabbos, you can figure out. You just have to know exactly how to do it. But it's either, when it's us or it's usually Daraisa. So ask the Magen Mishnah. I don't understand. Vani Omer, Kvod Harav Bimkoma Munach. I have great covet for the Rashba, but She'ein Kol Mashi Yeshba B'Shabbos Chiyav Chatos Aser B'Yantav. It's not true. It's not true. Shaharei Breiras Psoles Mitocha Ochel Afilu Biyad Yeshba Zeh Chiyav Chatos B'Shabbos. I think taking the bad from the good on Shabbos is an Isser Da'araisa U'B'Yantav Muteres. And on Yantav is Muter, if that's the least Tercha. U'B'Yantav Muteres Ala Derech Shen Izbar V'lo Aser Nafav Ekfara Ela Mishud Debech Zikabar V'Chulu. So he says, this chiluk is not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not mentioned in the Rambam, and I think it's wrong. So that's the Magen Mishnah's Kasha on the Rashba. Where does the Rashba get this from? So not that we hold like the Rashba, but how do we explain the Rashba based on the post-Gimso, the Bir Halacha, here in Tuf Kuf Yud Sif Beis, and the other Achronim, the Karanora, says maybe we have to just re-understand Borer in Shabbos for the Rashba. It must be the Rashba thinks that as long as you don't use a fancy kli borer, it's not Aser Daraisa on Shabbos. Even Psolis Mitoch Ochel. You have to say that, because the Rashba says, Psolis Mitoch Ochel is Mutter on Yantif, and anything that's Aser Daraisa on Shabbos is going to be Aser Darabanan on Yantif. So how can it be Mutter on Yantif? You have to work backwards, says the Chafetz Chaim. It must be that the Rashba holds a Chiddush in Hilchas Shabbos, that in Hilchas Shabbos, if it's biyad, if you're not using a kli borer, it's only aser derabanan. That's what he must hold. The svirle degam b'shabbos in borer la'alter ein chiyav chatos. If you're doing it, or if you're doing it for miyad purposes, so it must be that we must limit borer on Shabbos for the Rashba. If you look in Tosas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here, Rabbi Kiva Eger on our Mishnah, he asks that our Gemara spoke about. If the ochel is the minority in the mixture of the psoles, you could run into issues of muksa, about taking out the psoles. That's what our Gemara says over here. And that's what the Gemara says, comes up with the case that maybe it's not the majority. But ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, but how could you remove the psoles? What does our Gemara say? That if the psoles is less tircha, then you remove the psoles. You take out the bad. But ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, isn't it muksa? How can you take out the psolas? Yes, Rabbi Kiva Eger, l'charekasha, eich hutar liver, psolas b'docha ochel, hapsolas have a muksa, v'ne rosh elataltalo. And it's dochik to say that all psolas is roi for machal behema, so it's not muksa. So it must be, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it must be like what Tosfos says back on Daf Ches, that the heter of ochel nefesh matirs muksa as well. Not only does it matir certain malachos, but it must be, that is the Yechidish of Kiva Eger. And others aren't so convinced that that's what you have to say. If you look in the Rishash, right here in our Gemara, in the back, the Rishash says, no. Rosh Hashanah says, and the Sfas Emes says the same thing, two of the great Achronim, similar time periods, they both said, no, look at Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Beis. They don't quote each other, right? Look at Tosfos, Shabbos, Kuf Mem Beis, where Tosfos says, no, if the Psolus is a minority, it's batel. And that's why it's not muksa. It's nullified. Right? If it's minority, then that's why, let me find the Rishash. Rishash says here, after the Marsha, says the Rishash, V'tazer giv'eger hiksha, echmut deliver apsoles, havi muksa, v'tema, sh'ne'ala mikvot haras, v'tazer shabbos kut b'embeis, v'kivan te'ochel meruba, butla barov, litzla min ha'ochel v'zorka. Once it's the minority, then it's batel. And the Sfas Emes says even more. He says it's a kal v'chomer. If our Gemara says that the ochel could be batel in the rov psoles, then surely the psoles could be batel in the rov ochel, which is more ready for you, and therefore it should be... There's no problem with the kolshege the yishlo lahefach the shem muksa alamiut heichat ochel meruba. So that's what he says. Just lamaisa to end with lamaisa. If you look in the Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn Sefer on Hilchas Yantif, he beautifully categorizes the three situations that you have for borer on Yantif. Again, it's putting together a lot of different sugyas, but he says sometimes borer is mutter, sometimes it's mutter only with a shinui, and sometimes it's aser even with a shinui. What are the three categories? He says, when is Boer Mutter? Boer is Mutter on Yantif in the normal way, if it's in the regular course of food preparation, and it couldn't have been done before Yantif. It couldn't have been done before Yantif with equal results, right? Vegetables that need to be peeled on the day they're eaten because they'll lose their freshness, right? That's Mutter, right? It's Mutter to peel vegetables on Yantif, assuming that's Boer. He assumes that's Boer. There might be dush, discussion in the postgame, but assuming something that needs to be done on Yantif, because it can't be done beforehand, or else it will lose its vigor, so that would be, that's mutter lech on Yantif, and there you go by the less tircha, right? Ochel mitoch psolos, so psolos mitoch ochel. It's mutter, but it's mutter, and you go by the less tircha. Number one, when is borer allowed only with a shinui? If it could have been done before Yantif. If it could have been done before Yantif, existed before Yantif, it could have been done before Yantif, then you could separate them on Yantif only with a shinui. But okay, so it's mutter. Just have to do it with a shinui. When is borer aser? That's what we said before. If it's usually done on a large scale with a fancy borer instrument, then even with a shinui, it would not be allowed. That's what we said before about sifting flour from impurities from the grain, because that's usually done on a large scale. So, and then he goes through many practical applications, peeling and tea bags, assuming that's borer, that's mutter on Yantif, because that's when you usually do it. Taking out seeds from a watermelon. You know, on Shabbos, that's an issue. How do you eat watermelon? How do you take out the seeds? But on Yantif, it's fine, because you don't take out seeds beforehand. You eat the watermelon. You open the watermelon today right before you eat it. So that'll be mutter, right? Taking out bones of fish or chicken, again, not a problem on Yantif, because that's something that couldn't have been done beforehand. There's a discussion about if something falls in, a piece of a hair, a bug, a chluk as a poskim, whether you have to act like Shabbos and take out some of the liquid also with it or not. But again, this is just general, some rules and regulations of Boer. On Yantif, and Be'ez Hashem, we should recognize that Borer on Yantif is not exactly the same as Borer on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.